Well, Sonny, I understand you are kicking off today with African Club Football.
African Club Football at the top, Kim. Clubs from Algeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, South Africa, and Tunisia have advanced to the finals in the CAF Champions League and the CAF Confederation Cup, Africa's two top club tournaments. In the Champions League, USM Alger of Algeria will take on TP Mazembe of the DRC in the two-leg final. And in the Confederation Cup, Orlando Pirates of South Africa will play Etoile Sahel of Tunisia in another two-leg final. In Champions League semifinal results from the weekend, USM Alger played to a scoreless draw with Al Hilal of Sudan. The Algerian club advanced on a 2-1 aggregate. And TP Mazembe, a four-time Champions League winner, advanced on a convincing 5-1 aggregate victory over Sudan's Al Merrekh. Playing at home in Lubumbashi Sunday, Mazembe got two goals from Tanzanian striker Mbwana Samata and a third from Ivorian striker Roger Asale to win 3-0. Mazembe will travel to Algiers for the first leg of the CAF Champions League final, which will be played the weekend of October 30th to November 1st. And the following weekend, the second leg will be played in Lubumbashi. In CAF Confederation Cup semifinal results from the weekend, Orlando Pirates scored a 4-3 road victory Sunday over defending champion Al Ahly of Egypt to win the series 5-3 on aggregate. In the other semifinal, Egyptian club Zamalek defeated visiting Etoile Sahel Saturday 3-0. The Tunisian side, though, moves on thanks to a 5-4 aggregate victory. The Pirates will host the first leg of the Confederation Cup final in Johannesburg the weekend of November 20th to the 22nd, and then the second leg will be played in Tunisia the following weekend. Joining us now with more African football news is the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the spot at Adeyemi.
Good evening, Africa. The African qualifiers for the 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia kicks off this Wednesday. Some 26 countries will play over two legs in the first round. The 13 aggregate winners will advance to the second round, where they will join 27 other teams for another round of home and away matches. The 20 aggregate winners will advance to the third and final round. In that round, the 20 teams will be divided into five groups of four teams each. After playing home and away round-robin matches, the winners of each group will qualify to represent Africa at the 2018 FIFA World Cup. In a related development, World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, has moved the World Cup first-round match from the Central African Republic to Madagascar for safety reasons. The match was moved due to clashes in the capital of the Central African Republic, Bangui, that left about 40 people dead last week. The Central African Republic was due to host Madagascar in Bangui next Saturday with the return leg in the Malagasy capital, Antananarivo, on October 13th. FIFA said both matches will now be played in Madagascar. Two other African countries will not be able to play their World Cup qualifiers at home next week. Somalia, which has not played at home since October 1986 due to the conflict in that country, hosts Niger in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, on Friday, with the return leg of the first round in Niger's capital, Niamey, 4 days later. And Sierra Leone, still barred from hosting matches because of the Ebola virus, will play away in the first leg of its match against Chad on Saturday, and then host the return leg on October 13th in Port Harcourt, here in Nigeria. It will be the second time that Sierra Leone has used Port Harcourt as venue for one of its qualifiers. Last month, Sierra Leone held African champion Ivory Coast to a goalless draw in Port Harcourt in the 2017 African Nations Cup qualifier. Turning to women's football, Cameroon came from behind to beat Zimbabwe 2-1 on Saturday in the final round of first leg qualifier for the 2016 Olympic Games women's football. The Cameroonians would have to avoid defeat in the return leg in a fortnight in Harare to realize their Olympic dream. For its part, South Africa was held goalless by visiting Equatorial Guinea in Johannesburg. The decider will be played in Malabo, capital of Equatorial Guinea, in 2 weeks. The two aggregate winners will represent Africa at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 18.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner the VOA. VOA! And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 18.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
Voice of America.
In African women's basketball, here's a sunny side of sports salute to Senegal, which won a record-extending 11th continental title over the weekend in Yaoundé, Cameroon. The Senegalese women defeated host Cameroon 81-66 in the final. As a result, Senegal also earned direct qualification to next year's Olympic women's basketball tournament in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And just to put Senegal's domination of African women's basketball in perspective, with that 11th African title, the Senegalese are 8 trophies ahead of the next best nation, the Democratic Republic of Congo, which has won 3 Afrobaskets for women. Let's take a look at some of the honors that were handed out in Yaoundé. Senegal's Aya Traoré was named Most Valuable Player at the Afrobasket 2015 tournament in Cameroon. The 32-year-old Traoré played college basketball here in the United States at Purdue University. She was one of 5 players named to the Afrobasket 2015 All-Star Team. The 4 others are Diolinda Engulela of Mozambique, Ramses Lonlak of Cameroon, Geraldine Robert of Gabon. And Geraldine, by the way, was the leading scorer in Yaoundé. She averaged more than 20 points a game. And rounding out the 2015 Afrobasket for Women All-Star Team is Adaora Elonu of Nigeria. The Nigerian women beat Angola 65-55 in the bronze medal match in Yaoundé. And that was a big win for Nigeria because it keeps alive their hopes of going to the Rio Games next year in Brazil. The second and third place teams in Yaoundé, Cameroon and Nigeria, now advance to a 12-team Olympic qualifying tournament, which will be held in June 2016. The top 5 teams in that tournament qualify for the Rio Olympics. More women's basketball news now on the sunny side of sports. The Indiana Fever defeated the host Minnesota Lynx 75-69 in Game 1 of the WNBA Finals. Breanne January had 19 points and 6 assists for Indiana. Our VOA basketball fans will remember, this is a rematch of the 2012 WNBA Finals. in which Indiana defeated Minnesota 3-1 for the club's only championship. Marissa Coleman added 16 points for the Fever in Game 1. Indiana made all 16 of its free throws in the game. Minnesota, meanwhile, missed 8 free throws and turned the ball over 15 times to lose the opener on its home court. Game 2 in the best-of-5 WNBA Finals is Tuesday night in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Some African athletics news now on the Voice of America. Kenya once again swept the men's and women's titles at an international marathon. Boaz Kiprono and Joan Keegan waved the Kenyan flag Sunday at the Bournemouth Marathon in England. Despite windy conditions on England's south coast, Kiprono set a course record, clocking 2 hours and 16 minutes even. And Keegan won the women's race in Bournemouth in 2 hours, 36 minutes, and 47 seconds. The marathon was part of a weekend of running in Bournemouth, which also included a 5K race, a 10K race, a half marathon, and junior races. I'm VOA's Sonny Young.